coming.
This is the first time in 200 years of farming here at Brickenden that you've been able to come here to the farm and eat their lamb on the farm. It's all about low, slow.
For decades, Brickenden Estate, Australia's only privately owned World Heritage listed convict site, has opened its doors to the public to experience its village and working farm. As owners Richard and Lou Archer transition into retirement, seventh generation farm manager Will Archer and partner Sarah Benson are making their mark. They're looking at ways to diversify the farm's income, utilising its beef and lamb, selling lamb boxes and running Sunday roast dinner events.
So Will's been managing the farm for the last 15 years and I've been taking over more of the tourism side in the last couple of years, and so we were pretty conscious that we needed a way to put our own mark on things and bring Brickenden into the future. Lou and Richard have done an extraordinary job with the convict history here, but it's still a working farm and that's really more our passion, and so we wanted to focus more on that side of things. We'd had a lot of really good ideas, and then when Lana came along, I sort of jumped at the opportunity to involve her in what we're doing. Lana particularly is the owner of Heartlands Tasmania. She'd been on my radar for a few years as she'd been catering at Brickenden for the last 10 years or so, but we've started doing our own Brickenden Heartlands events, like our Sunday roasts, and all been sold out, which shows that the appetite that is there for that kind of event.
Appetite for Brickenden lamb, is this your foray, Will?
The event space is not my forte, but producing lambs, I'm slightly better at. So it might be the dream for a lot of farmers that to put their own produce in front of other people. I've been wanting to do it for as long as I can remember, but we always struggled with the concept of doing it and being left with 30 or 40 lambs in a freezer or too much waste, and then the whole thing's for nothing and we're not making any money. Lana came along and we thought we better do this now because we thought it was a good idea. Yeah, we sell half lamb boxes and individual cuts through our farm store. It's been very pleasing to see that people actually care about where their food comes from, and I think that's happened. It's probably more since COVID than anything. People want a story. They want to know that the lamb is grown in a great environment. It's probably worked well with the whole route that Tassie tourism is going down, which is paddock to plate and agri-tourism, agri-food.
And you're involving another business, so this is where I'll bring you in, Lana. What's it been like for you to come back to Brickenden and embark on a new project?
Great. I mean, this is the dream project. It's what I've been working towards wanting to do for 10 years in the Midlands, for sure. I mean, I've been in Tasmania for 13 years and advocating for Tasmanian produce that whole time, but to be able to be working out of a kitchen where you're actually serving the lamb and the potatoes and the different things that we serve that are from this farm, that's the ultimate dream job, really, for me.
So, Sarah, was it always your intention that you would sell lamb off the back of these Sunday roasts?
There's people that want to come and have everything cooked for them, and there's the opposite spectrum as well, and then there's a beautiful niche market in the middle where people want to come, they want Lana's food, they want to take some home to cook throughout the week.
Yeah, we needed volume for a start because Sunday roasts are 80 to 100 adults. That's a fair bit of lamb. So we also needed, that was too much for even Lana to use. So we needed outlets for other cuts that weren't being roasted.
Right now I've got roast lamb that's going into roast lamb pies, different ideas like that that we're using. I mean, we're all about making the most. So I'm cooking it next week, for example. I'm cooking a heap of heat and eat meals, and we're doing a scotch broth that's going to be made with the neck chops that from the Brickenden lamb. So, you know, we're just making sure that there's no waste, that we're using every part of the animal.
Where does the veg come from?
Been using potatoes from Brickenden here and lots of herbs that are already grown in the garden and a bit of fruit that comes from the orchard, but we also source vegetables from some local farmers. We've got one in north of Launceston called Kuralala Farm, so they provided us with cauliflower and lots of fresh herbs, and they actually grow pasture-raised chicken as well, so we had chicken from them. I had a list on the back of the menu of about 10 local producers that we used, but we do have plans here to put in a beautiful little kitchen garden out in the courtyard here, and to be growing some of the things that we use a lot of regularly, greens and all that kind of thing, and hopefully as we go forward we'll grow, have like a little market garden type situation where we can grow some of the things that we need and that customers can buy with their lamb to take home eventually. But always Tasmanian produce first, things that are in season because they taste better.
Sarah and I were lucky enough last year to travel to the UK for a couple of weeks, and that probably kicked us into gear, seeing how well they do it over there. There's a lot of small farms that can't justify traditional farming operations anymore, so they're about 20 or 30 years ahead of us at least in the diversification of farms. So that was eye-opening, and it really set us on a path of what we wanted to do, and yeah, it was great to bring back a lot of tips and tricks to use on our own property.
Brickenden's owner, Richard Archer, admits he's no foodie, but he's happy to see the public appreciate what's grown on the farm and helping to contribute to the upkeep of its buildings.
Obviously, a lot of the buildings are very old timber. We're finding with the climate that the sunlight is actually damaging a lot of our timber. We're looking at having to oil our buildings every 2 or 3 years. Huge, big double-storey structures. We've got rising damp issues. We've got a few other issues with old buildings. So the maintenance bill is huge. I won't tell you what it is, but in the past it's been a lot of in-kind by our family. But now, of course, you can't just jump up a ladder. You've got to get a cherry picker in and all these things. So it's becoming a very expensive part of looking after, a 200-year-old farm.
So the diversification of the tourism side of things, getting into agri-food, are you reinvesting some of those profits back into the upkeep of Brickenden?
Oh, I'm afraid all the profits go back into the upkeep of Brickenden. And obviously we're very careful about trying to make sure that the buildings we have are used. We do occasionally have to restore a building just because it's old and it probably has no profitable use at all. Something, like the chapel, for example. Cookhouse and all those things which, have just still got to be restored, but they're really just an attraction on the site. So we've got to try and balance, what we can do with a building to make it return some money but also keep it in good condition. When we started back in 87, I'm not sure how many visitors were, but we were a small-scale accommodation farm attraction. Now, obviously with promotion from the government and obviously more people around, we think there's a lot of opportunities for people. Obviously the wine industry is still going pretty well, and obviously with the City of Gastronomy in Launceston, there's a group of people there really committed to agri-tourism, and I think that's a good sign.